Back when I was 21 years old, I was a strategic firearms commander. This meant that I led a team into dangerous situations that oftentimes involves hostages or civilians who carried guns or other deadly weapons. I had a second-in-command firearms commander working beside me. His name was Callum, and he was my best friend. We always hung out outside of work. While on duty, he would always joke around and make us crack a smile, even when we were dealing with pretty distressful stuff. We once had a case where a man had possession of a firearm, and we were assigned to take care of it. Callum seemed particularly eager and jumped out of the van before it even came to a full stop. When the rest of the team reached the scene, the man was already shot. Callum still had the gun in his hand. Soon after, I asked Callum why he was so eager to do it. And then he said he had no specific reason. He was just excited. I believed him because he was my best friend. Later on, when I was looking at the man who was shot, I looked him up on social media and realized that he and Callum added each other on Facebook. Upon further investigation, I realized that there were thousands of messages sent between the two where Callum revealed sensitive information about several operations. I knew that he killed this man on purpose, but I had no way of proving it. He was taken to court and was sentenced to 3 years in jail for perverting the court of justice. I testified against him and was no longer his friend. When I was 24 years old, I was still on the firearms team. All that happened with Callum was behind me, and I was happy with my life. One night I went home really late after work. As I walked to my apartment, I realized that it was trashed. I called the police and they reported it, but there was not much they could do because I didn't have a CCTV. As I got into bed, I saw that there was a note on my bedside table. All it said was, "Remember me?" I instantly recognized Callum's handwriting. Now that he was out of prison, I thought that he would move on with his life. I was so wrong. This was his revenge. The next day, I went to the underground parking lot and I saw that my windscreen was smashed. It was clear that he wasn't over me testifying against him. Soon after, I also saw him near my apartment. I ran after him, but he ignored me and ran away. I tried calling his old number, but it was no longer in service. Then an envelope was sent through my door, and it contained hundreds of photos of me at work, home, and even out with my girlfriend at clubs and restaurants. These were all taken very recently. The last one, though, was a picture of Callum and I from years ago, and on the other side, written with a big red marker, were the words, "You're dead." I reported this as stalking and hoped he would end up back in prison. The police had gone to his listed address, but there was no one there. In fact, all of his bags were packed. I knew he was still in the area somewhere, though. One day I was by myself in an unmarked car, and I saw this Toyota Yaris, and it was driving close behind me. It was my gut instinct to get the plate number checked, and I was going to. But then I got a Priority One announcement on the radio saying there was a crazy man on a bus who had a knife and stabbed someone. I turned on my sirens and blue lights and headed to the accident. As I got on the bus, he was already arrested, and the ambulance was already there as well. As I was about to leave the bus, I heard a loud bang, and a man on the bus fell down. He was shot through the window by a man who was wearing a black hoodie. He immediately ran. I ran out of the bus and went to the boot of my car. I got my MP5 SF out, which was a large rifle with sniper capabilities. I ran after the suspect and radioed in. They gave me an order of critical shot, which meant I could shoot to kill the suspect. He ran through the town center and went to the left. I was worried about public safety as he had a large rifle as well. I realized instead of running after him, I needed to get on a roof and shoot down. I went to this building that had views of the right and left. It took me 5 minutes, and I was worried that he would have run away by now. As I got to the roof, I turned my gun to the sniper level. I used the eyepiece to scan, and I saw a man in a black hoodie running. I fired a shot, and he fell to the ground. By the time I got there, more armed policemen came to the area. I was shocked to see Callum. He was the one who followed me in the car behind me, and that shot in the bus was meant for me. But he missed. Callum was dead. I felt sad, but also relieved that this was all over. The man shot in the bus survived, and I was promoted for my diligent work. I'm still working in the force.